This morning, we're focusing on matters north of Beitbridge border post. We talked to former Minister of Finance in Zimbabwe, Tendai Biti, who is also the Vice President for the Citizens Coalition for Change, the main opposition movement tackling or attempting to tackle ZANU-PF in upcoming elections. Tendai Biti joins me now on the line. Tendai, thanks so much for coming on to Good Morning Cape Town here in Cape Talk in South Africa. Let's start with the end of the ZEP process, the Zimbabwean exemption process, which the South African cabinet had announced in December last year, giving 12 months for Zimbabweans who had special dispensation to live and work in South Africa. They now have to return home. And if they want to return to South Africa, they have to go through the regularization process. Just your first thoughts on, in just months to go, before hundreds of thousands of Zimbabweans have to make their way home to Zimbabwe. Your thoughts on that?
Well, thank you very much. I think that there is a problem. And South Africa must look at the real problem and not the symptom. The millions of Zimbabweans that are in South Africa, many of whom are undocumented, are mainly the symptom of a deep problem that is in Zimbabwe. That problem is the challenge of legitimacy, the challenge of misgovernance, the challenge of corruption, the challenge of abuse of human rights. That challenge is the authoritarian consolidation at the deep state. SADC and South Africa, in my view, have a big obligation to deal with the disease, to deal with the problem, which is the problem of a fragile, unfunctional state. So it doesn't matter how legally you might try to say we have undocumented immigrants. They will be there. They will remain there unless Zimbabwe is sorted out and it's put on the family of nations that are democratic, that are sustainable, that are moving forward. Zambia, for instance, Zambia is moving forward. So I think this is where the energy of President Ramaphosa and the South African leadership should be concentrated on.
What's your thoughts on the Limpopo Health MEC? I'm sure you've heard in that country a couple of weeks ago, chastising a Zimbabwean migrant who was in a medical ward in the public hospital, chastising him, that patient, saying that because the Zimbabwean health service has failed, that they are taking health resources of South Africans, widely derided here in South Africa. But an activist in Zimbabwe, and I'm sure you know Hopewell Chinono, said, well done, MEC, well done for saying this, because the South African or Zimbabweans have often used that as an outlet for the South African government to essentially bail itself out. And that by acknowledging that there is a healthcare problem in Zimbabwe, this is the call for Zimbabweans to get rid of ZANU-PF and to rebuild the country of Zimbabwe. What was your thoughts on the sentiments of Popi Ramatuba?
I think Dr. Ramatuba was very spot on. I think what she did, and she basically said that the bug starts and stops with Emmerson Mnangagwa. I know she couldn't pronounce the name correctly, but she was correct in saying the bug stops with Emmerson Mnangagwa. She was correct in saying that Zimbabwe has an obligation to build its country, to build its infrastructure, and the ZANU-PF government is a... Hello?
I'm listening. Mr. Biti.
Good morning.
Mr. Biti, are you there?
I can hear you.
Mr. Biti, can you hear me? I am listening here.
Hello?
I seem to have lost Tendai Biti. Hopefully we'll get him on a better line. But your thoughts, 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Quite interesting there. Tendai Biti echoing Hopewell Chinono, is a Zimbabwean journalist and activist, saying Popi Ramatuba was right in that the buck stops with ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa, in that Zimbabweans should actually receive the best quality of healthcare afforded to them in that country. quite interesting comments here, particularly when Popi Ramatuba and the House and the Health Ministry and the comments of Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi have echoed largely that sentiment. Tendai Biti, are you still there with us?
Yes, I'm back here.
So sorry for the breaking in line there. So you're largely in support of that sentiment that if ZANU-PF either were to rectify, whether you can rectify a situation in Zimbabwe or not, or whether a new government is elected, Zimbabweans will see more investment in their own country.
Yeah, look, you know, you have a situation where the public health system in Zimbabwe is broken down. You don't have the basic things like gloves, pain killers in hospitals, X-ray machines, cancer machines. There's nothing. If you take your relative to a hospital in Zimbabwe right now, you have to be burdened by the cost of the healthcare from basic things like the pain killers, fridges, and so forth. So our people are dying in numbers. For Christ's sake, we have measles in Zimbabwe. We have dysentery in Zimbabwe. We have cholera in Zimbabwe. Prehistoric diseases. But when the big boys get sick, when the elite get sick, they take themselves to China. They take themselves to Singapore. They take themselves to some posh private hospitals in South Africa. Mm. And that can't be fair. That can't be fair on the citizens. Mm. So they collapse the public health system, public education system through corruption, yet they expose Zimbabwe to the most deplorable of prehistoric health conditions. So we applaud Dr. Popi Ramatuba for raising and putting the issue to the core that the Zimbabwean regime, which has resources, should actually deal and attend with its health sector. But the business selling $89 million US dollars of COVID funds was stolen. It's absolutely pathetic. It's absolutely unacceptable.
Tendai Biti, Zimbabweans go to the polls in 2023. The Citizens Coalition for Change, headed by Nelson Chamisa, is seemingly from here south of the border, seeing lots and lots of good showings, particularly in local elections. I want you to cast your eye into a crystal ball or what you are polling on the ground on anywhere close to an opposition party unseating a traditional and historical freedom movement in Zimbabwe. How confident that the wind will change in Zimbabwe come 2023?
The wind will change on the African continent. You saw the election of Hichilema in August of last year, the election of Lazarus Chakwera in Malawi. So there are winds of change that are definitely blowing. The election of Tshisekedi in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and you saw how close the election was in Angola. There's no question that the Citizens Coalition for Change, formed in January of 2022, is causing shockwaves. We had by-elections on the 26th of March 2022, parliamentary by-elections. The CCT won 19 out of the 28 seats. Since then, it has been dominating in local authority elections, including the recent Bulilima Mangwe by-election, where it won 2 out of 3 by-elections. But the thing that is not known in the media is that those seats have always been held by ZANU-PF, and they're extremely rural area. They're extremely agricultural area where ZANU-PF tends to monopolize because they threaten people with dispossession of land pursuant to the land reform of 2000.
Tendai Biti is the former finance minister in Zimbabwe, is also the vice president of the Citizens Coalition for Change in Zimbabwe. Thank you so much for your time here on Good Morning Cape Town.